Is capitalism failing? Not a question for Zoe, incidentally, it's for all of us. If not failing to make the world's population richer, then failing to make its own case. That was the argument this week from the leader of the Scottish Tories, Ruth Davidson, in a provocative piece entitled Conservatives Must Reboot Capitalism. In it, she pointed out just 19% of Britons agree that the next generation will probably be richer, safer and healthier than the last. So, is capitalism running out of steam? And if so, is it time for socialism? I'm joined now by Madson Perry of the Adam Smith Institute and Richie Fenton from the Scottish Socialist Party. Morning to you both.
Morning.
Good morning.
Madson Perry, do you agree with Ruth Davidson?
Yes, I do agree. I think capitalism does need to be rebooted and the case needs to be made. If the next generation were indeed not richer and better than previous ones, that would be the first time in 200 years you could say that. So we have to make the case that capitalism does deliver the goods. It has made us richer. We've halved the death rate. We've halved the infant, massively reduced the infant mortality rate. And, of course, everyone enjoys a higher living standard than they did 50 years ago, 100 years ago, 200 years ago.
But Madson Perry, as Ruth Davidson has pointed out in the piece, she says the multiple instabilities of insecure employment, opaque career progression, wage stagnation, high rental and commuting costs, growing financial barriers to home ownership. All of those have been delivered by capitalism, haven't they?
Yeah, I have indeed. But all of the things that I listed have been delivered as well. The point about capitalism is that it does adapt, it changes. Obviously, the economy is changing. There are new types of employment. The day when someone would leave work at 16 and work for an employer for the next 45 years and then retire are long gone. People now have to do things like retraining, taking different jobs. The world is much less stable.
Richie Fenton, socialists have been predicting the death of capitalism ever since socialism was started, and it's never happened.
Well, socialists have never said anything inevitable about the removal of capitalism. I don't think it should be rebooted. I think it should be booted out of existence. Because when Ruth Davidson, for example, talks about the world being healthier, better educated and more equal than ever, I don't know which planet she's talking about.
Because it's this planet. The facts are there, aren't they?
No, they're not. Well, there's facts there, but they're contradictory. Eight men own more wealth than 3.5 billion of the population on this globe. And just in Scotland alone, to keep it local, three families own more wealth than 1.1 million people in Scotland.
But that's about equality rather than, or inequality, rather than whether the poorer are getting better, and they are.
Inequality is expanded. There's no denying that the wealth on the planet has increased vastly. In fact, that's one of the crimes of capitalism.
Well, that's thanks to capitalism.
It's thanks to the work of the working class that produces that wealth. But the crime of capitalism is that it's inherently incapable of distributing that on an equalised basis. I mean, for example, the richest 1,000 people in Britain alone have enough wealth, 660 billion, even if there was a 10% wealth tax on that, it'd be 2 years' worth of the Scottish budget. That just highlights in a couple of cold statistics the way in which capitalism creates inequality. And also in terms of life expectancy, let's not forget that, for example, there's more people die every single year on this planet from hunger than from TB, malaria and cholera combined.
Madson Perry, what about the argument about inequality?
Well, yes, you can go on a great deal about inequality, but I don't think the 2 billion people whose lives have been saved in India and in China, I don't think they're terribly concerned about inequality. They're concerned about whether they have enough to live on, enough to eat. And the fact is that the numbers of the world living in absolute poverty are at an all-time low. And it may be true that more people die of hunger, but the number who do die of hunger is diminishing every single year. And it's now down to about 8%.
But capitalism might not be responsible for that. It may just simply be that mankind gets richer, it's able to deal with some of these, for instance, diseases.
Yes, indeed. But it's the wealth that's created by capitalism that enables us to spend it on that. When you put cash aside and instead of spending it on consumption, you use it as capital, as investment, you create wealth. And that's what's been going on since the Industrial Revolution. And it's what has made the world a richer, better place.
A richer, better place includes a society where there's 3 million children alone, 3.1 million actually, die every year of hunger. In fact, two more human beings will die on this planet in the period it takes me to state this sentence. One every 3.6 seconds. That's the success story of capitalism. And listeners should be aware of the fact I'm not debating with some neutral academic, but with one of the high priests of Thatcherism, who helped to invent the notions of Thatcherism, of the free capitalist market unleashed. And the Scottish people have some knowledge of the consequences of that, where communities were devastated with the destruction of industry and wastelands left in their place, and that was declared a success and progress.
OK, Madison Perry, we don't have a lot of time, but just, are you a high priest of Thatcherism?
I'm certainly a high priest of capitalism, and I note that when China abandoned socialism and allowed its economy to become capitalist, with private investment taking place, the economy expanded enormously, and they've lifted record numbers out of poverty and starvation. Capitalism delivers the goods. Socialism, whenever it's tried, fails.
Well, and that's a point, Richie Venton, isn't it? Look what's happening in Venezuela.
Well, in China, sick that point.
No, well, let's just... No, well, we know what's happening in China.
Do we?
They're producing all the goods that we have, and they've had 10% growth rates.
They've had 10% growth rates, but I have to add to qualify and correct that false image by Madison, that in China, a third of the total wealth is owned by 1% of the population. Okay. And also in China... At least 5,000 miners on average per year die as a result of accidents because of lack of safety.
What's your answer to Venezuela?
My answer to Venezuela is that the start of the revolution has been sabotaged by international...
The start of the revolution?
Yes, the start under Chavez, which began to improve the living conditions of the population. And now there's been saboteurs orchestrated abroad as well as at home in an attempt to reverse the reforms, the food programmes and the welfare advances that the people in Venezuela
enjoyed.
So
Maduro has to clamp down on saboteurs, does he?
Well, the saboteurs, yes, being orchestrated. And, of course, capitalism in Venezuela before Chavez came to power was another example of failure.
OK. Richie Venton from the Scottish Socialist Party and Madison Perry from the Adam Smith Institute. Thank you both very much.